crooked as he rendered his law. And then it wouldn't spoil. There's no danger of it spoiling.
Yeah, I bet it wouldn't.
And it was good too. However, there was such a large family of us that a small amount of sausage that you got from hogs, it didn't last long.
But
Dad would never, he would never sacrifice a shoulder or ham to go into the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do. I've done that since I've been the head of the house. I'd butcher a hog, I'd use maybe two ham and a shoulder bone.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes good sausage. I like sausage better than I do ham, really. Mm-hmm. I don't care too much for ham.
Hams are often big. I think we have one in the refrigerator now. I don't think those three people back there have eaten it all yet. Did you do anything with the juice that you made from hen cheese?
No, we didn't.
Or the juice that you got when you made hen cheese?
No.
What did you say when it was when the animals were hungry and wanted to be fed or discontented? Oh, any special word for that? Time of day? I have to go home. It's
feeding time.
Feeding time?
FWDIN. Feeding time. But that's the word we use. That's the way we spoke. Feeding time.
And they had to be fed too.
Yes.
To keep it close to home. What did you call to your cows to get them to come from pasture?
Sook.
If you were milking them and you wanted them to stand?
Saw.
If you wanted them to raise a leg? Or get the leg out?
Back your leg.
If you wanted to call your calves, what would you say?
Sook calf.
And your horses, if you wanted to bring them in from pasture?
Cool. C-O-P-E.
Cool. And your pigs, if you wanted to call them in?
Piggy. It's piggy.
How about sheep? What would you call to them? Is this
I don't know. We never owned sheep.
Here sheep.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on, you woolly little rascals. It's time to eat. How about your chickens? What did you say to them?
Chick.
If something isn't very far away, what would you say to someone? Would you say, oh, it's not far, it's just
a little piece down the road.
And if it is quite a distance, what would you say?
It's a long ways.
You want to stop?
No, I'm just checking the time.
What was the first thing you did if you wanted to get virgin land ready to cultivate?
You cleared it.
And what did this mean?
It meant cutting away all timber and underbrush.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't remove the stumps. We didn't have facilities to move the stumps. We removed the stumps.
What did you do after you plowed it?
We harrowed it.
And when you plowed, what did you call the ditch that the plow made?
Furrow.
And then whatever you grew, you called your what?
Your crop.
Mm-hmm. How many times could you harvest hay?
On the wild meadow, we harvested hay twice a year.
And what did you call those?
Cuttings.
Duh.
Two cuttings of hay.
And what did you call it when you cut it?
Once. Uh-huh. One cut.
One first cut and the second cut.
First cut and second cut.
And how did you gather your wheat?